Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Karisus Daf Dalet, Karisus 4a, pagination is 7. We'll start towards the top of the page on the 6th line. Ha'ochel Chelev, the Mishnah listed off that eating forbidden fat from an animal is one of the prohibitions that's associated with Kares and likewise would be related to a carbon chatas if it's done by mistake, and malchus, lashes, in certain circumstances. The Gemara elaborates, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Kol chelev shor v'chesev v'eiz lo sochlu. The fat of an ox, a sheep, and a goat, you shall not eat. Now, it's important to mention that there are different types of fat in the animal, and some of them are forbidden by our tradition. There are even certain ways to know the way it peels off, to know if it's a forbidden fat or a permitted. But the forbidden fat of ox, sheep, and goat are in this prohibition, lo sochlu. L'chayiv al kol achas va'achas divrei Rabbi Yishmael. The opinion of Rabbi Yishmael is that this lo sochelu, even though it's only one statement of prohibition, but it encompasses the case of shor, the case of kesev, and the case of eis, and therefore if a person, based on one warning, don't eat forbidden fat, goes ahead and eats the fat of these three animals, he's actually going to be liable to three sets of malchus based on his behavior. If we picture the scene, so you're in a butcher shop and the butchers, kosher butchers, are removing the forbidden fat, putting it into a separate pile, and this person walks in and says, yum! And he takes it, and he cooks it up as a stew, specifically this forbidden fat, which they might even say is free of charge. I don't know what you're going to do with it. We can't eat it. You want to use it to make soap? I mean, what do you want to do with it? And he takes it, and they warn him that it is forbidden, and it's punishable. And he goes ahead and does it. Rabbi Yishmael holds that if it has the fat, a kezayis, of each one of these types, even though it's expressed lo sochelu in the pasuk, only one particular prohibition is mentioned, but it encompasses all three examples, and it's three violations. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, eino chayev ala achas, that's only one prohibition. It's a prohibition to eat fat. And he ate fat. The fact that he ate it from three different types doesn't change anything. It's one violation according to the Chachamim. Now the Gemara is going to try to identify what the argument between Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim is in understanding this pasuk and its prohibition. And I believe what we charted out is to do three possibilities, even though the Gemara definitely goes even longer than that, we'll get a sense of how this works. Neima, let us say, the Gemara says, Bahaka Miflagi, that this is the origin, the logic underlying this machlokas. De Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Rabbi Yishmael holds Lokin Alav Shabichlalos, that you do get Malkus for a prohibition that's of a general nature. And therefore, each one of these is identified as a prohibition. For Rabbanan Savri, ein lokin alav shabachlolos. And the Rabbanan hold, you don't get malchus on a general statement. And therefore, it only says lo sochelu once. And that's it. La'olam Sava Rabbi Yishmael ein lokin alav shabachlolos. The Gemara backtracks and says, no, Rabbi Yishmael does not hold of Malkus because of a lav shabachlolus. This general statement is not going to cause each one as a general rule in Torah. That's not how he understands it. V'shayni hacha, but over here it's unique. D'miyasri leikroi, because they're extra psukim, meaning these extra words cause him to say that they are separate prohibitions, because nichtiv kra kol chelev lo sochelu. The pasuk simply could have said, any fat shall not be eaten. Shor v'kesev v'ez lamali. Why does the pasuk identify ox, sheep, goat? Shema mina l'chalek. Obviously, it's trying to tell you that the lav should be viewed individually between these three things. V'rabbanon. And the Rabbanon respond, you're right, the pasuk could have written it simpler. And the fact that it wrote it in this identifying way might indicate separate prohibitions. But I have a reason why it had to write it. Iloksiv shar v'kesev o'ez, if it had not identified these three animals, hava mina, I would have thought, afilu chelev chaya b'mashma, even the fat of a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, would be prohibited. And that's not true. The fat of a non-domesticated animal is permitted. La'achi kosav shar kesev o'ez, it's telling you these three domesticated type animals, lememra, to inform you, the chelev shar v'kesev v'ez hu de aser, that's what's prohibited, aval dechaya shari, but if it doesn't fit into this paradigm, this series of examples, they're all domesticated type animals, if it doesn't fit into that, the chelev will be permitted. So that although Rabbi Yishmael says there's a simpler way to write it, and therefore Shor Kesev O'ez is extra, telling you that they're all separate prohibitions, the Chachamim respond, there's a reason it says Shor V'Kesev O'ez, to tell you this type of animal and not a chaya. So the Gemara says, Shaper Ka'amrile. They're telling Rabbi Yishmael a very good logical reason for Shor Kesev O'ez. So it's no longer extra. Elahainu taima de Rabbi Yishmael, this must be the reason for Rabbi Yishmael. Tekasavar, because he holds him, came lichtov kol chelev shor lo sochelu. If you just wanted to tell me domesticated animals, it could have identified just the ox, and I would have figured it out. Kesev v'ez lamali, why did it identify the sheep and the goat? Shema mina l'chalek, those extra words are telling you that the lo sochelu of shor also has associated with its separate prohibitions of the kesev and of the eis. V'rabbanon savri, and the Rabbanon who hold, there's only one prohibition here, hold, ikasav rachmana kol chelev shor, if it would have said the fat of an ox and not said more, havamina, I would have thought that it includes all animals. Nelev shar shar mi Sinai, just like the prohibition by Sinai of animals ascending the mountain past the border applies to all animals. Magabe Sinai chaya v'ov kayotze bohen, non-domesticated, and birds are all the same halacha. Afgabe achila, I would also think that by chelev, this forbidden fat, chayav of kayotze bohen, is going to be similar. So just writing shor is not good. La'achi kosav rachmana shor v'chesav o'ez, in order not to be misleading in any way, it says shor and kesev and eiz, and this way I know it means domesticated animals. L'meim radani asur avachayav of shari. To tell you that these are forbidden, but if you would have a different type of animal, it would be permitted. And that would be the case of chaya, the non-domesticated animal, again, such as a deer. The Gemara does continue, Shaper ka'omar lei, it's a good argument, and we're going to stop there in terms of progressing in the Gemara, but we do reflect on these different possibilities as they were suggested, and as the Gemara works beyond them. We had a suggestion that the explanation of Rabbi Yishmael is that it's a lav shebechlalus, and you get malchus on it. That the fact that it says lo sochelu, referring to the chelav of a shor, of a kesef, of an eiz, is three different prohibitions, and the Chachamim are saying it's only one. And the Gemara said Rabbi Yishmael also holds like the Chachamim on a lav shebechlalus, but over here it's unique because the words are extra. And we had to identify if the words were really extra. The Chachamim argue they're not extra. They're to tell you that it means domesticated animals and not the Chaya. Rabbi Shmuel says it's still extra because it could say just Shor. And that would indicate animals like Shor, domesticated animals. And the Chachamim respond that Shor in the context of Sinai meant all animals and was not limited to domesticated animals. And this is the progress of the Gemara in processing these two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael and the opinion of the Chachamim. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.